flamenco. Two shows, 5:30 and 8 o'clock p.m. And Juanito Pascual will be with his group, New Flamenco Trio. There'll be a dancer there as well. It's at 1612 Commonwealth Ave in Brighton. And that should be quite fabulous. I'll be playing some music from them in just a bit. So you can see if it's something that interests you. Okay, and but we're going to start off with some music from The Psalms of Ali Ufki. Okay, I forgot to reset the board. It's set for microphones, and we want it set for CDs, so just give me a minute here. We'll get this sorted out. Okay. Okay. Should be able to play now. Let's see.
Go.
So that's Juanita Pascual and the New Flamenco Trio. So what to expect for the gig next Monday night at Tosca Restaurant? So there are two shows, 5:30 and 8 o'clock. Performance features the stellar talents of dancer Neil Tirado, Jose Moreno on percussion and vocals, and Brad Barrett on bass. Reservations are by phone only at 617-730-8002. It's going to be quite fabulous. Hopefully I will see some of you there. And so let's see. We'll listen to some more, actually. One other cut. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's just incredibly beautiful. Andy Statman Quartet, You Were Revealed, from a CD called Between Heaven and Earth. You're listening to The Voice Mobile here at WMFO, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So, Ata Nilisa, You Were Revealed. This Breslover Hasidim, the Breslover Hasidim sing this melody on Shavuos, the holiday which commemorates the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov learned it from his uncle, Rabbi Baruch of Mezibush. In 1757, he lived to 1810, who used to sing it on Shabbos to the words of Eshes Chayil, a woman of valor. Some say that Reb Baruch learned the melody from his grandfather, the holy Baal Shem Tov. During the performance, Andy's headphones fell onto his clarinet, right after Kenny's solo, to the panic of everyone in the control booth. Unperturbed, he kept playing and finished the take as if nothing had happened. So the people that are playing on this CD, Andy Statman on clarinets and mandolin, Kenny Werner on piano, Harvey Schwartz on acoustic bass, Bob Wiener on drums and percussion, and there were special guests on this CD as well. I'm not sure who else was on that track, doesn't say. Anyway, that was just absolutely gorgeous. So this is a special day in the Hebrew calendar, the 15th of Av. It was the end of dying in the desert, 1274 BCE, the wake of the incident of the spies, in which the generation that came out of Egypt under Moshe's leadership demonstrated their unpreparedness for the task of conquering and settling the Holy Land. God decreed that entire generation would die out in the desert. After 38 years of wandering through the wilderness, the dying finally ended, and a new generation of Jews stood ready to enter the Holy Land. It was the 15th of Av of the year 2487 from creation, also 1274 BCE. Also, the ban on intertribal marriage was lifted, the 13th century BCE. In order to ensure the orderly division of the Holy Land between the 12 tribes of Israel, restrictions had been placed on marriages between members of two different tribes. A woman who had inherited tribal lands from her father was forbidden to marry out of her tribe, lest her children, members of their father's tribe, cause the transfer of land from one tribe to another by inheriting her estate. This ordinance was binding only on the generation that conquered and settled the Holy Land during the 14-year period, 2488 to 2503, from creation. When the restriction was lifted on the 15th of Av, the event was considered a cause for celebration and festivity. So there's lots more, but the main thing I want to share is that it was a matchmaking day. In ancient Israel, it was the custom that on the 15th of Av, the daughters of Jerusalem would go out in borrowed linen garments so as not to embarrass those without beautiful clothes of their own, and dance in the vineyards, and whoever did not have a wife would go there to find himself a bride. So beautiful. So, it says it's a custom to increase Torah study beginning the 15th of Av, since at this time of year the nights begin to grow longer and the night was created for study. So the next selection is going to feature romance, and it's Ludwig van Beethoven, Violin Concertos, featuring David Ostrich.
Thank you. Anna bekoach gedulat yemincha tatit zerura. Kaverina rina damecha sagvenu taharenu nora. Zakatenu yodea talumot Baruch Shem kerod machuto Leolam ba'oed Ana bekoach gedulat yemincha Katir zerura Thank you.
wonderful Anna Bokoach, Jacob's Ladder, and this new CD, Beit El. Ariel was my guest, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And hopefully we'll get the whole group on. So featuring, let's see, Ariel Weiner on lead vocals and mandolin, Sophia Sharandini on lead vocals and fiddle. Let's see, G. Rockwell on backing vocals, guitar, and banjo. And Noah Harrington on bass and electric bass. Different folks on different tracks. It's a gorgeous CD. Jacob's Ladder, Beit El. You can get it online on all the different places where you can get your music. All right, so let's see, what else have we heard? Guy Mandelot Ensemble. Pour qui l'aura Bianca Nissa? Why weep, fair one? It's from a CD called Tales from the Forgotten Kingdom on Earthen Groove label. And before that, David Eistrich. That was a Beethoven violin concerto, Romance for Violin and Orchestra, number 2, an F der Opus 50, and it's with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Before that, we heard the Andy Statman Quartet, You Were Revealed, and it's on a CD called Between Heaven and Earth in Shenicky. Is the label. Cecilia Bartoli and Myung Won Chung. The song is Havanese. It's a Pauline Verdot composition. And Juanita Pascual before that, Teferet. And also we heard Mamoni, the new flamenco.